Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Gospel Road, and we are going to look at Psalm 59 this morning. It says, "Deliver me from my enemies, O my God. Protect me from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from those who work evil, and save me from bloodthirsty men. For behold, they lie in wait for me. Fierce men stir up strife against me. For no transgression or sin of mine, O Lord, for no fault of mine, they run and make ready. Awake, come to meet me and see. You, Lord God of hosts, our God of Israel, rouse yourself to punish all the nations. Spare none of those who treacherously plot evil. Each evening they come back, howling like dogs and prowling about the city. They are bellowing with their mouths, with swords in their lips, for who they think will hear us? But you, O Lord, laugh at them. You hold all the nations in derision. O my strength, I will watch for you. For you, O God, are my fortress. My God in his steadfast love will meet me. God will let me look in triumph on my enemies. Kill them not, lest my people forget. Make them totter by your power and bring them down. O Lord, our shield, for the sins of their mouths, the words of their lips, let them be trapped in their pride. For the cursing and lies that they utter, consume them in wrath, consume them till they are no more, that they may know that God rules over Jacob to the ends of the earth. Each evening they come back, howling like dogs and prowling about the city. They wander about for food and growl if they do not get their fill. But I will sing of your strength. I will sing aloud of your steadfast love in the morning, for you have been to me a fortress and a refuge in the day of my distress. O my strength, I will sing praise to you, for you, O God, are my fortress, the God who shows me steadfast love." Psalm 59. David, hiding from his enemies, running from his enemies, you know, all these people are against him. How many times in our lives do we feel like that, that everyone is against you? Sometimes it's true, sometimes it's in our own mind. We have to figure out which side is true. But how many times have you been in a situation in life that you've had someone against you, not because of something you've done? It basically could be because of who you are. It could be because of your character, because they're jealous of how you react to things, how you care for things. I know I've shared this before, but there was someone I worked with years ago at a station. Two times, tried to get me fired. Be honest, we would have conversations on the side, who doesn't? And sometimes they turn into gossip conversations, which, you know, you always have to be careful with that, or sharing opinions about things because you get frustrated. This is where sometimes it's really being careful on the information that you share. But of course, have I gotten better at that? No. But through those conversations, things were said, and he goes running and tries to start a fight, a quarrel between me and others. Not saying that, you know, I was the most supportive. I was frustrated, and of course, that's still when I'm going through the, not that I don't still have my dark times in my life. The last few weeks have been pretty rough for me. But that's when I was still going through the very dark time in my life. After my first marriage. And not seeing my kids. So we get sat down, and this happened both times because something was said. I was approached by it. So basically, then they had a problem with me. We had called into the principal's office, basically. And I said, not what I said. He said that I did. Not saying that I was wrong. Anyway, twice. All I can say is God got me through it, because we know how a lot of things go in corporate America and how the world works anymore, that could have just been, you know, hey, there's issues happening, and we'll just go ahead and separate. But it didn't happen that way. Still had my job. Ended up being there for 7 years. 7, 8 years, something like that. When I was then, my position was eliminated, is how it happened at that point. They consolidated the programming for the two country stations. But these are the things that we deal with every day. And we, especially when it comes to work, we probably deal with that because maybe there's someone that you've done nothing wrong to them. You've done nothing bad to them, but they just see something in you that scares them, that they're jealous of, that they wish they had. So you must be after their job, even if you're not. Or maybe you're going to look better than they are, and they're not. They can't have that because they need to look the best. You know, we're going to have many people, many enemies in our lives. You know, one thing they say is, you know, showing kindness to your enemy is like pouring hot coals on the head. The Bible says that. But, you know, that's actually good advice. You know, loving your enemies, caring for your enemies. I'm not saying you got to be friends. You know, or as you always hear, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Now, sometimes that can be a fine line. You got to be careful with it. Because again, you need to be careful with the words that you're using when you're having these relationships, these conversations with them, because you're not sure what can be used against you. Even if you're not thinking they can be, how they may twist them and manipulate them. But there's ways to protect yourself. And a lot of times, we have to think that way, unfortunately, in a world that we're in. But God is there too, to lean on, to help you through. But maybe you know someone at work that's going through this, and how are you helping them? Maybe you have someone at home going through this, and how are you helping them? You know, the enemies can go down as, you know, bullies at school. How are you helping your kid deal with a bully? And that's not easy. I have a friend that they've got their kid that's dealing with that, and every time they go to the school about it, the school just, you know, you can't prove it. I mean, you almost turn into the boy who cried wolf because you keep talking about it so many times, though it's actually happening. Now, with him, it didn't happen so many times, so the one that did happen, they didn't believe him. But see, the problem is, they have it turned backwards. And they're not believing because they're thinking it's not happening until something really bad happens to prove that it did. And then they're caught with their pants down. You know, kind of the whole, you know, innocent until proven guilty, but we've kind of turned into a world of you're now guilty until proven innocent. Because we are in a world that lacks trust for one another. And I cannot deny that I fall into that category just as bad as everyone else because of things that have happened. I know we see the positive memes every day. We are not our past. But you know how hard it is to fight that past to keep it out of your brain. I was at the Mercy Me concert here in town last night. And you know, one of the things that we always hear, you know, and Bart mentioned it again, and I even remember it a little bit growing up in church, a little bit, because they were, as Bart said last night, he's grew up Southern Baptist, so he can tell you how bad you are. And I remember I grew up Pentecostal Charismatic. I remember leaving church, and yeah, I remember being told how bad I am, not how good I am. You know, it's always converting the sinner, not telling you how God sees you. You know, God sees how you're beautiful, you're wonderful, you're successful, you're smart. See, God looks at you in a completely different set of eyes that we do not see ourselves. One thing he said last night, because we always talk about love your neighbor as yourself, and I say that a lot. But he, and this is a very interesting way to think of it, because we don't see a lot of love. We're seeing a lot of hate. But it says, love your neighbor as yourself. And he says, what if we're getting that right? We are loving our neighbors as ourselves really well. Maybe we're getting that 100% dead on. But the problem is, we do not like ourselves. So how can you love your neighbor as yourself when you are not loving yourself? Remember, it's love, love, love. Love God, love your neighbor, love yourself. Do I love myself? Absolutely not. I fail daily there. And that hurts me in many different ways. With friends, family, work. I have problems with that. Because, no, I do not. Not saying that mine is any worse than anybody else's, but there's so many things. There's some that have had harder times than me that they're dealing with it better than I'm dealing with the things that I went through. You know, we all have our emotional scars, and those come in at different levels. But how are we going to use those to help us to be better? To be that better person, to really help someone else that's going through a hard time that needs to be lifted up. Trying to help them be that better person, to be more successful as their job, to be more successful with their friends, with their family. You know, how are we going to do that? Those are things we got to think about. And it's all great advice as we are trying to be the best that we can be, because being better today than I was yesterday, with the goal of being better tomorrow than what I am today. Building blocks every day through the path, the journey, the walkway, however you want to say it, as we're going through life. We're always growing, we're always learning. We're always changing, because as we're aging, we're getting wiser. We should be, because we're learning more. We're understanding more. We're seeing how things work. You know, it's not when we kind of figured it out and it worked. Now we are knowing. See, that's that age. as we grow older to learn things. There's so much happening out there right now that we need to be there for one another. We need to lift up one another. Are we going to agree with each other 100%? No. Never will we agree 100%. But there's a common ground that we can find, that we can use that as our connection and build on that. And then have conversations. Not fights, not shutting people out and not talking to them anymore because they hurt your last feeling. Because your emotions got broke again, and maybe it wasn't them that broke your emotion. Maybe you broke your emotion because you're being sensitive. Sometimes we can be oversensitive. I can be overly sensitive. Happened to me the other night. Doesn't help when you're already overwhelmed and stressed and trying to go through different things, but you never know what somebody's going through that you meet every day. It could be one of the worst days of their life. So be kind. Give them a smile. Treat them nice. Same thing at work. Maybe you see them every day. You never know what they're going through that day. Treat them nice. Be kind. Chatting with a friend over the weekend and talking about different things that are going on, and I say that how I do stuff, and I'm not one. I used to be terrible at this, of holding grudges, and I'm not saying that I'm the best at it now, but certainly not what I used to be. But I try to be the best person I can. I try to give the best support that I can, even if I agree or disagree with the decision that's been made. And he looks at me and he goes, "You're better than me." He goes, "I don't know that I could do that. There was a time that I couldn't do that." Psalm 59. We are dealing with struggles every day. We are dealing with people every day. I know the joke is with the church is, you know, the church is great if you just get rid of the people. Sometimes probably the world would be great if you just get rid of the people. It's the people that are not getting along. It's the people that are creating the commotions. The people that are creating these issues with one another because they just want to fight. Or it's so much about them and no one else. That they have no concern of what happens around them. We need to do better. Better things are on the way. Life is going to be better. We need to have that goal set in our life to get to that next level, to keep stepping up, to being that better person, because we're wanting to better our lives for us, for our families, for those around us. But not being greedy. You know, what we see around us is the greed. You know, it says that the root of money is evil. Sort of. But they're talking about the root. Not money itself. We need money. We need money to pay our bills. We're not working on barter systems anymore. At least not where I live, where we live, if you're in America. In other countries, there's some that they might still work that way. But I bet you in a lot of them, no. You need cash. Some form, check, credit card, you've got to use money to exchange for services and products. Bartering is not an option anymore. So money's not bad. But it's how that money can control you and how you, what are your intentions with that money, how you're trying to gain it, to grow it. You know, the Bible talks about the talents. The master gave three servants a talent. One went and doubled it. Another went and made one back. And then the last one buried it and did nothing with it. And the one that buried it and did nothing with it, because of being greedy, was afraid he was going to lose it, was evil. And see, sometimes when it gets to that greed part, that's what happens to us, is we keep bringing the money in, and it might be growing, but it keeps coming and coming and coming, and we're burying it. We're doing nothing good with it. We're not being responsible. We're not being good stewards with it, and maybe we're taking it and spending it all on us and our family and not doing anything for anyone else, where others are taking money that they come in and they're helping people that are in need. It's the intentions you have with that. Psalm 59. Read that today. How does it help you to get through life? I say that every week. To really read it for yourself, to really see how it speaks to you, to become that better person, to be better. Be better today than yesterday. And as you're getting better today, that's growing to set you up to be better tomorrow than today. Because better days are on the way. And we just keep moving forward that way. Like I said, I fail at loving myself. But that's one of the things we do need to work on. Because we have to like ourselves. We have to love ourselves. Because how can you love anyone else if you don't love yourself? I mean, there's one thing that says that, you know, if you say that you love God and hate your neighbor, then you're a liar. Because love and hate cannot live in the same area. Which then makes me ask, am I a liar? I don't really hate myself, though. Just not very fond of myself. But does it still make me a liar? If I'm not fond of me, does that mean I'm not able to be fond of God and not be able to be fond of others? It's not easy. I was chatting with a friend this morning saying that they didn't want to adult today. I said, I don't want to adult any day. Got to get laundry done for the house. As things are, I don't know where they are with my parents. My mom's still having problems with her oxygen. My dad, he's just still my dad. That's a completely different frustration there. I know there's a fence that I need to work on today because during one of our storms, one of the boards is loose, so I need to get that tightened up. Got a faucet yesterday. Faucet needs to get replaced. I don't know if I'll get that done today. I got a friend that's going to help me with that. Because I'll be honest, I'm not really a handyman. Not at all. I don't want to adult today either. Many days, I'm sure many of us don't want to. Because being an adult is a lot harder than what we thought it was going to be when we were a kid. But we just keep pushing forward. Psalm 59. Read that today. How does it help you to be better? Because that's the goal, to be better. We to be better so we can help others be better. To really lift them up. Not kick them when they're down. But to build them up. To help them be that better person as well. If you enjoyed this, you can always share it on social media. Find me on social media. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, My Buddy Jimmy. MyBuddyJimmy.com. Also give a rating for this on your platform that you're listening. I always appreciate that. Thank you for listening to The Gospel Road. Have a great day. God bless.
Spinal adjustments provided by Dr. Chad Rolfson. The Spinal Tuning Chiropractic Center is a Des Moines area low flat fee per month unlimited chiropractic care practice. When life happens, just adjust. Schedule today at spinaltuning.com.
If you're looking for help with software, app, web development, be sure to check out my friends at IngenuityCompany.com. They believe in their clients. Software development, app development, web development, visioning, design thinking, diagramming, organizational development, strategy, they can help you at the Ingenuity Company. Find out more at IngenuityCompany.com.
Barbecue provided by Kenny's Rib Wagon, catering ribs for your pleasure and serving daily at Plaza Pub, 62nd and Douglas in Des Moines across from Merle Hay Mall. Find Kenny's Rib Wagon on Facebook.
The Jimmy Olsen Radio Network.